first three games of this series. It has certainly lived up to its billing. And now let's see what we have in store for us for game four, which is officially underway. Hasn't played since game three against LA. Manson had two assists in that series against the Kings. Shot right on. Volstead, the save, and he quickly covers up. In a battle, almost avoided a check, and a blast that's handled by Volstead. Another shot, and that one's whistled wide by O'Connor. Puck available. Spurgeon and Hunt desperate to get it back. They do. Nico Sturm quickly to Marcus Foligno, who's out there with his brother. Nick Foligno, wrist shot handled and held by Blackwood.
It's a whole different game plan each and every game because you're going to be dealt with different situations.
Nature's shot stopped by Volstead. Big rebound. Taves the pass, though, off the mark, forcing the Avalanche to turn back. Looking to get right back on the attack. Nathan McKinnon shooting. Right pad save.
That's a solid save.
Team one up. Kulak. Blistering shot. And right after that off the wall. It went right through the blue.
Now I believe in shots as this one goes right through. Little stick by Volstead. That one again. Pushed back on the net. And he denies in tight.
Saying Minnesota, they're physical because they got to their speed. Here's a shot handled and out of the zone. And now Matt Boldy. He surveys. Boldy looks, shoots. Blackwood the save. Rebound right to Tarasenko. He sifted it all the way through, but Johansson battling in the corner. And he gets the puck. Faber takes it, riding the line. Faber. Tarasenko back to Faber. One timer, and he scores!
In each of the three games so far has gone on to win the hockey game, and this is Yurov's first playoff National Hockey League goal, and he's standing right in front. The blast by Faber, redirected by Yurov. He's played very well in the absence of Eric Sinek, and John Hines had great praise for him stepping in to a big situation, and here gets a huge goal as he gets just enough of this one.
Unable to get it back to Hughes, and now the Avalanche captain, Gabriel Landeskog, on his way to the net! Couldn't put it home, knocked down to the ice by Faber. Damon Hunt can't get the puck out. Jack Ashon to Manson, and that one's right on target. It sticks to Volstead. Burns, stretch pass, Ross Colton moves in, wrist shot, and gloved by Volstead. By Faber, Zuccarello checks to see who's with him. Kaprizov, shot on net from Hartman. Another opportunity. Misfiring was Faber in the slot. Benchy took the double minor that allowed the Wild to score on the power play. In period number one, Danila Yurov, his first career. Quinn Hughes gave it away. A chance, a shot, Nelson. Natchez, quick turn. Makar up top, wrist shot, Volstead save, rebound! Godley wires that too high. Puck swept out, all the way down, Bogosian back on the ice, penalty killed. And the Wild fans here loving what they are seeing from that penalty kill. Taves moves in. Quick shot from Michuskin, snared. Volstead, no goalie in franchise history has ever won six games in a single playoffs. And here's another stop from the young netminder.
Yeah, a little sifter by Taves.
Colorado, another shot, and that one's redirected away. Michuskin pounces on it. Waugh feeds the point. Burns looks quickly, pulls the trigger. It hits Volstead. Rebound. Another fabulous save from Jesper Volstead. The Avalanche 2-on-1. Michuskin keeps shoots. Rebound.
He was called for that penalty.
Quick shot. Volstead. Another save. Rebound. They score. Nazem Kadri ties game four up at one apiece with his second of the playoffs. And there's Father Sam and Mother Sahela absolutely thrilled with that goal from Kadri.
Right off a faceoff to the net when you can, and it's just a winger win. This puck is up for grabs. It was actually won by McCarron, but the winger in the altercation, it's Natchez that kind of comes up with the loose puck, finds Kadri for the first one denied. He gets his own rebound, brings it from backhand to forehand, and zips this one to the puck. The net again, who just kind of elevates it up over top. Up,
wins the battle. Zuccarello stops that pass, gets it back into the zone. Kaprizov tagged up, but it's Burns. Cross ice, Ross Colton is in, driving to the net. Makes a move, Volstead. Gets it back from Quinn Hughes. Kaprizov, Yurov, Hughes. One-timer, Yurov, stopped by Blackwood. And there, finally, is a shot from the Wild. Hit it with him, handing it off. Nate just takes it, almost lost it. Landeskog was there as they remained connected. Here's a quick shot from Landeskog, and hugging the post, Volstead with the save. All the way up there. Kaprizov making moves, put it on net, stopped by Blackwood. Under 10 seconds, Hughes, a blast, rebound, Kaprizov was there.
Avalanche. Was it ever? Didn't look good, but he doesn't look like he has a lot of repairs that might have caught him in the nose.
Nick Waugh scoops it up. Nick Waugh playing it to Taves. Brock Nelson moves it back to Taves at the blue line. Looking for a tip. Nick Waugh moves it, and a goal from the Avalanche. They have the lead. Ross Colton puts it home. It's 2-1.
Well, we were talking about they needed a push back chance early on, but it's possession, reacquiring the puck, keeping the cycle alive, and this is a beautiful pass you're going to see come up for Brock Nelson. Puts his puck back to the blue line. Taves, the shot, rebounds right out to Waugh, and he finds back
behind his own net.
Marcus Foligno barges his way in. Nico Sturm driving to the near wraparound attempt. Couldn't get the shot on, and no one got there, but now Quinn Hughes moves it up, shoots, scores! Nico Sturm ties it up!
Four. We've seen this so often in this series. One team scores, and another team elevates and comes right back. This is just getting to a puck first, and this is excellent mobility by Quinn Hughes. Off the wall, gets his feet moving, gets away from Waugh just enough to make this backhand pass, and it's a beauty. Sturm's waiting for it one time from a sharp angle. Look at the head up by Hughes, puts it right on the tape. And this game is tied right after the Avalanche score a goal to go up 2-1, their first lead.
It's trying to get to it. Burns got there first.
Assist number 43.
Trying to split through. O'Connor shoots, Volstead the save. And they have us on the edge of our seats here in game four. Puck stolen. Drury can't get it to Kiviranta. Drury now moves it. Kelly scores! Parker Kelly, first of the playoffs. Go ahead goal. It's 3-2.
It's part of the forecheck. He's getting physical. He's the one that sets the body in motion. It's been that for the Avalanche when it turns over, and he just kind of gets himself to a spot in the high slot. 21 goals in the regular season, a career high. Great job by Drury to knock this down, find him in the slot.
And Kaprizov, and now Hughes to Faber. He's got room! Shooting! Whistles it wide. Boldy tried to get it back to Hughes. Nate just got in the way, took it. Nathan MacKinnon emptied it, and he scores! Nathan MacKinnon, now goals in five straight, and he buys his team insurance here.
Down to 17.9.
And off the faceoff, looking for it. The Wild do find it. Boldy near the net, now final 10 seconds. Puck fired out all the way down the ice and right into the net. 5-2 Colorado. Brock Nelson finding the twine there with the long range shot.
They got it in game number four. And for Nelson, a good defensive game. But this one here will seal the deal as he puts it into
the fans exiting their seats here, as that is going to do it. The Colorado Avalanche right back into the win column. Final score 5-2.